Hello, my name is David Fiora. I'm a student from the University of Cincinnati. Today is October 1st, 2020, in the evening. We are located in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am interviewing my mother,
Jackie Fiora.
What type of job do you have?
I am a school nurse.
When did you first learn of COVID-19?
It was pretty early on in 2020, I would say in January. Heard about a virus. It was in China. Didn't really seem like it was relevant to our lives in the United States.
Would you have a specific month that you would say you first learned about it?
January.
Okay. How have your thoughts changed since then about the virus?
It's really impacted everyone's lives. It seems like the only thing you hear about.
And what aspects of the pandemic have most concerned you?
Lots of things. The economy. Things we can do, our daily lives, the government, just everything.
Yeah. Has COVID-19 affected your job?
It has, because in school we have to do things to help prevent the spread of the virus. So we're talking about students and staff wearing masks. And keeping the social distancing, which is something we've never had to worry about before. We have to make sure there's better cleaning of the school. So it's really impacted what we do. We see if there's been any cases of COVID amongst our community. And if there is, we have to do contact tracing and find out who they were in close contact to. So it really does affect what we do at school.
What do you think people do not understand about going to school during the pandemic?
I would say most people do not realize the effort it takes for children to attend class in person and to prevent any spread of the virus if someone happens to have the virus and not show any symptoms.
How have students been affected by this pandemic? Have you noticed any difference in them from?
Well, for the last part of the school year, in 2020, when it typically ends in May or June, the students were learning remotely. They weren't coming to school, and that has really affected the ability for children to get together and their friendships and the community of the school. Graduations weren't held, or if they were, it was in a very much different format. It has really affected the ability for people to be together, and coming to school has really kind of normalized the schooling process, but it's still very different with having the mask and the social distancing.
Yeah. What concerns do you have about the effects of COVID-19 on your employment and the economy more broadly?
As far as my job, I'm not so much worried because school nurses are needed to help with contact tracing in the schools and helping to ensure children are safe and healthy. As far as the general economy, there's different sectors that are greatly affected. For example, the entertainment industry. There are no concerts, games, athletic events, parades, all those things in the community where people serve one another, for example, restaurants, bars, any of those industries are have been shut down or their hours are much more limited, and it's greatly affected the economy. Unemployment is up, and more people are seeking unemployment benefits.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic affected the employment of people you know?
I don't know anybody personally that has lost a job, but there's many people I know have. People maybe through school or friends of friends that maybe have lost hours working at a job or just completely have lost their job altogether.
Okay. So I'd like to move on to questions about family and household. How has COVID-19 affected you and your family's day-to-day activities?
Day-to-day activities are pretty much the same. It's when we go out into the public, go out into the community, that it's much different. For example, if you run to the store, you have to have a mask if you go into the store. It's affected maybe going over to neighbors, keeping that social distancing. But as far as my family, our family has managed just about as normal as possible.
Has the outbreak affected how you associate and communicate with your friends and family?
Yes, a lot. I simply didn't meet with friends, especially people if I didn't know if they were social distancing. It's really important that to prevent the spread of the disease, that you keep the social distancing and wear a mask. And early on, I don't think the scientists really knew that much about the virus. So people really stayed within their family unit. As time has gone on, I have felt a little more comfortable meeting with friends and family, but it's pretty limited basis.
What have you done for recreation during the pandemic as a result of normal recreational activities being suspended?
We've done more outdoor activities like hiking or just taking walks. The simple pleasures that sometimes maybe in the past have been overlooked. So it's kind of getting back to doing things around your home or in the park, that kind of activities.
How has the COVID-19 outbreak affected your social communities that you belong to?
Well, for example, with my knitting group, instead of meeting on a weekly basis, we just met through Zoom, just over the computer. And that was certainly not the same, but at least I got the opportunity to interact, saying hello and seeing people's, seeing them and their projects. It just wasn't in person.
Yeah. How are the people around you responding to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Some people I know have been a little more carefree as far as going out and about. Other people I know have been really keeping isolated so as not to be exposed to the virus. So there's a big range.
So some of the bigger movements in public health during the pandemic have been the ideas of self-isolation and flattening the curve. Have you seen these two ideas emerge in the community during the pandemic? And how have you and your family responded to these requests and those around you to self-isolate and flatten the curve?
We certainly have listened to the scientists and what the public health experts have recommended. So when they said to start wearing masks, we started wearing masks. And when they said to avoid large gatherings, that's when we stopped going to church. And we didn't go to concerts or to the movie theater. So we listened to what we were hearing. We tried to listen to the facts.
Mm-hmm. How has your relationship with the church changed since the start of the pandemic?